Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 495. I hope you all are well. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, sponsorships, please email rabbiismach@take10fortorah.org. So we enter a period now, after Pesach, of learning Pirkei Avos, Ethics of Our Fathers. It's a different kind of Masechta. It deals with different sort of topics than many others do. Many others are dealing with Halacha and various types of specific practices. This deals with more larger thoughts and thoughts for ethical behavior, for good living, for Yiras Shamayim, for God-fearingness, and in general has a different tone to it. Why do we learn it during these days? So that's what I wanted to talk about in this 10, and hopefully over the course of the next bunch of weeks we'll have a few classes on different elements of Pirkei Avos at large. So first of all, the oldest custom that we have of Seder of Amram Gaon was not just to do it during this period of time, but to do it at Shabbos Mincha every single week. Every single week they would learn Pirkei Avos. And the reason that it's attributed to is that we know that we say Tzedkascha Tzedek, which is Tzedek Hadin, justifying God's behavior and the things that God does in this world. We say that every Shabbos Mincha, and the tradition is because Moshe Rabbeinu passed during that time of day, during that on Shabbos, which itself is a controversy. But Rav Amram brings that that's why we do it during this period, because L'kayim nasi shemes kol b'atei medrashos b'teila. We don't learn fully, we don't learn regular halacha during this period of time, maybe during Suda Shlishit, during Shabbos afternoon. Instead, we learn more ethical teachings and not classic Torah. And that's why, particularly, it begins Moshe Kibal Torah Mi-Sinai. Weirdly, Pirkei Avos begins with the chain of tradition, and we don't necessarily see that with other topics and with other Masechtos, specifically Pirkei Avos, and it's to remind us about the connection with Moshe and Shabbos afternoon, and so that's why. And so the early customs had us doing this every single week. Now there are many, many other customs about how to do it, but originally we were doing it every week, it seems. Some do it from Pesach till Shavuos, some people do it from Shavuos until Sukkos, some people do it from Parshas Yisro to Parshas Devarim, some people do it Midibros Ledibros, which is Parshas Yisro, where the first of the Aseret HaDibros is recounted, until Parshas V'Yeschanan later in the summer, Dibros LeDibros. Some people do it all of the weeks or the weekends in the summertime, until Rosh Hashanah, from Pesach to Rosh Hashanah. Some even did it in the winter. And so I just want to try to understand the most common customs, which I don't think most of them are followed nowadays, but these customs have been reported throughout the generations. The most common custom now, as is brought in the Ramah, is to be doing it nowadays after Shavuos. And so let's talk about this idea of why to do it after Shavuos specifically, after Pesach specifically, until Shavuos, or all the way through the summer. So there are many reasons that are offered, so let's begin. So first of all, it's suggested that this is the period of time that we are preparing for Kabbalas HaTorah, preparing to receive the Torah. How do you prepare to receive the Torah? You don't actually have any Torah to study. You can't get good at Torah. So the way you prepare for Torah is im ein derech eretz ein Torah. If you don't have your ethical practices and you don't have your behavior appropriate, you cannot receive the Torah. So that's why we receive, or that's why we specifically focus on the learning of ethics between Pesach and Shavuos. Another idea is brought by the Chassam Sofer. He says that historically, it's Torah time. What do I mean? That the Jews, when they got out of Egypt, Pesach, the very next thing that was on the agenda for the Jewish people was to receive the Torah. And indeed, that is when they start preparing this Torah preparation, Moshe Kibal Torah Mi-Sinai. They're busy and focused on this reception of the Torah. And when does it end? He actually quotes another minhag, that it ends on Yud Zayin B'Tammuz. Why would it end on Yud Zayin B'Tammuz, which is later than Shavuos, but earlier than the entire summer? Because Yud Zayin B'Tammuz is when the Luchos actually came down. So it goes through Kabbalas HaTorah, which is on Shavuos, when they have the moment of revelation, but it goes straight through until they actually get the Luchos. That's the period of time which would be appropriate to learn these teachings. Rabbeinu Yonah understands that, you know what? Summer is coming, and when summer is coming, so, you know, taiva, desire, and different things come out of a person. They get a little bit warmer, and they get a little bit more excited about what they might do, and what they might do is inappropriate. I actually just saw an article about a city in the Philippines, about 3 hours north of Manila, where the mayor outlawed gossip, which is interesting. He says, the worst time is during the summer, when the scorching heat pushes people to huddle beneath the broad branches of century-old acacia trees, sipping soft drinks or munching on snacks in the shade. That's how it starts, he complains, and so that's when people gossip. It reminds me a little bit of a bungalow colony, but that is what it is. And so to head off what might be inappropriate summer behavior, so we learn Pirkei Avos so that we have a little bit of mussar in advance so that we don't do such things. The Medrash Shmuel points out that this is when Rabbi Akiva's students passed away, and although I do believe that there are deeper connections we'll get to a different time, now because there's this Midas Hadin, there's this judgment in the air, people are in a form of avelos, of mourning, they're not having weddings and they're not taking haircuts, they're more akin to listen to the mussar, to the ethical teaching, which might inspire them to be better because they're a little bit more focused because of Rabbi Akiva's students. The Medrash Shmuel also says that near the time of the harvest, which is where we're headed towards, you kind of know all of the angst that a person has throughout the year of what's going to be, what's going to be, you kind of have resolved. So if you see that the crop is going to be fantastic and wonderful, so you're able to express your Hakaras HaTov, and if it's not going to be so good, so you're able to express your the seriousness and your reflectiveness of how things are not going so well for you. And Pirkei Avos gives you the tools for that introspection. So now is a time of the year when we need to be more introspective. Medrash Shmuel again suggests that it's a time of weather change. It goes from cold to warm, or at least it used to go from weather change, and weather change gets people sick, and people might be ill. And because people are sick and they realize that their physical sickness might have some spiritual source, so they focus on Pirkei Avos so that they can refocus themselves towards doing what is right. Now, why would we extend it throughout the summer if all of these reasons are so specific to immediately the beginning of the summer or before Shavuos and Matan Torah? So there are other reasons that are given as well. The Derech Chaim, the Maharal of Prague, says that the long days of summer allow a person to learn it bi'iyun. They have plenty of time, so they're able to learn it in depth. He says, you know, in general, learning could be very difficult, learning could be very hard, and particularly on Shabbos, nobody wants to put themselves through that type of learning. So he says, on Shabbos, the old tradition we have a Gemara is that Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan were ma'ayin b'sifrei agada b'Shabbos. They would learn more easy and agadaic types of statements on Shabbos, because it was easier learning, and therefore we do this on Shabbos because it's hard to learn in general for some people. This is the easiest type of learning because it's more conversational than too involved in the nitty-gritty, and that's why we do this during this season. Some understand that this is a great model for learning. Moshe Kibbel Matar Misinai, and it's a great model. How so? Because we get to go over the course of the summer four times. It kind of works out that way, that it goes through four times. And so we are supposed to have two things for the sake of remembering Torah. So the Mishnah in Avos itself says, Kol Shiyiras Cheto Kodemes L'Chachmaso, Chachmaso Miskayemes. How do you remember your learning? If you have Yiras Shamayim, if you have a God-fearing nature, which you learn from Pirkei Avos, but also how do you remember your learning? By reviewing. And traditionally, we are supposed to be reviewing four times in order to be able to understand something. So both the Midos and the ethics reflected in this course of study, and the fact that we are able to review it four times, allow us to reinforce the idea of how to retain our Torah. Of course, in the summer, the Yalkut Miam Loya says, you know, we want to do other things. We want to go for walks. We want to enjoy ourselves. We want to play baseball. I don't know, whatever it is that we want to do over the course of the summer. So because of that, the Yitzhahara tries to get us in all these directions. So we want to focus ourselves on doing the right thing. So we created a program, a course of study, a curriculum for the summer to be able to do the right thing. Some understand that it's the sins, perhaps, of the holiday of Pesach. Maybe we went a little bit too far. Similar to the idea of Bahab, how we have these fast days that are built after the holidays, after Pesach and after Sukkot, because we might have to do some teshuvah for things that we may have done over the holidays. And I guess the reason we don't have it, he says, over the course of Sukkot is because Sukkot, you still have a little Yom Kippur or a Rosh Hashanah in you, you don't need it, but in Pesach, you need a little bit of a tikkun, a little bit of an assistance, of a help. Okay, last idea, and I think this is perhaps the more important one. The summer is very busy, and because the summer is very busy, we have full days, we have a lot of plans, and particularly in an agrarian society where we're going to be harvesting our crops and doing everything that we need to do, one can say, hey, I am so busy, I don't have time to learn. And it's reminiscent of the idea, the story of the Bisrael Salanta, where a person comes to Bisrael and says, listen, Rebbe, I only have a half an hour a day to learn. What should it be? Should it be practical halacha? Should it be Gemara? To which Rabbi Yisrael understands, he responds, he says, I think if you're going to only have a half hour a day, you should be learning Musar, ethical teachings. He said, why Musar? What am I going to do with that? He says, because if you learn Musar, you're going to realize that you have more than a half an hour a day. The idea of Pirkei Avos during this time is to inspire us on Shabbos for the rest of the week, that we realize that during these long days we have a lot of time, and we're able to even perhaps learn more than only 10 minutes a day. And so we learn Pirkei Avos to inspire us towards that, and for all of the reasons listed above, it's a wonderful teaching. Hopefully we'll get back to it over the course of the next few weeks. Have a great day.